With over 30 years of combined experience in custom caravan manufacturing, Atlantic Caravan's mission is to create a community of like-minded souls who want to explore Australia in unbeatable comfort. Thanks to the latest technology, outstanding interior design, and a high-quality finish, enjoying the great outdoors in an Atlantic Caravan is a five-star experience. If you are looking to explore Australia in class, do not go past their high-quality, innovative, contemporary-built caravans. Check out their Endeavour, New Generation, High Terrain, or E-Series models online at www.atlanticcaravans.com.au or call them on 03 9357 6971 or email them at info@atlanticcaravans.com.au.
Show Josh Parrish alongside David Spetkovsky. We have an experienced member of the women's team joining us now. Amy Tsiganlis.
Yep.
Did I say your name correctly? That's the first question. I'll let you say it.
Amy Tsiganlis, yeah. Silent S in the middle.
Tsiganlis. All right. Entering your fifth season
at
the Preston. Lions. Yep. What are you most looking forward to about this season in particular?
I think this season's just a little different to others I've played here and at other clubs. Having so many girls come to training, having started pre-season a lot earlier, and being ready for the season, I think, is a big thing as well for us. The fact that, you know, we're all fit, we've worked hard to get to where we are has really helped us. And, yeah, it should be a good season.
And you've had a tough off-season coming back from an injury, is that correct?
During pre-season, had some issues with my quad, just overworking it, not wanting to give it a break, I think, and that caused some issues. But yeah, it's looking fine now, so looking forward to it.
And working a bit with the physios, the sports science guys?
Not yet. I've got to get around to it, yeah. I just, at training, you get carried away and don't get a chance to. But, yeah, hopefully can go see them and get it sorted, yeah.
So that's funny because we've heard they're pretty popular amongst the
Oh, they are. They are very popular amongst some of the women.
That's if you can get a booking.
I know,
that's Halabi's the thing. First, second and third usually in there, mate. So it's pretty full room the other week. So if you get past T. Halabi, and you're doing well.
Yeah. There's a few that are regulars there, but, yeah, I should.
I've watched you play football now for 3 years, mm-hmm. and we've had some open and honest conversations, and I thank you for that. But last year you struggled through the year. You came back.
Yeah.
You missed a lot of the preseason through injury and had a great conversation with you in October. And I said, Amy, hey, we're going to change this thing. And I see you as a key player coming into the lineup with the experience, central defender, solid, great vision, great distribution on the ball. What's it been like for you? And we spoke about all the players coming and Luke has taken over.
Yeah.
What's it been like for you pre-season, and Sunday was the first real hit out.
Yeah.
How did it feel on the big ground playing in a real game with this new lineup on Saturday?
Yeah, so very different to what we're used to. Usually the big pitch would feel overwhelming for us, but I think we really used it to our advantage. You know, watching us move the ball around and play from one side to another was really good to see. I think it's working for us, you know.
You're moving so well across the ground. What percentage, how much fitter do you think you are this year than ever before, and the whole group in general?
A lot.
30%, 40%?
50% more.
50%. Yeah. And do you think that's across the entire team?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah. We've been working hard, and I think that shows.
Yeah.
In the past, fitness-wise, I think we've lacked, and I think that comes from, you know, the girls not wanting to do things, whereas this year I think the whole attitude has
changed. No one's missing a session.
No,
there's 30, no. 33, 34 players.
Yeah.
How did it feel getting your training kits on
yeah,
for the first
good.
Time?
All beautiful looking very professional.
Kits. It looked really, really good. A question for you. This is an interesting observation by myself, and I'll kind of work backwards, but from the midfield forward,
mm-hmm.
how many players played with us last year? Did you realise that on Saturday? From the midfield forward in the first half.
Interesting. In the first half? None?
First one. None.
None? None. Yeah.
From the midfield. So I think we're playing probably 4-4-2. So 4-2. The six midfielders.
Yeah, none of them were.
Running machines.
Yeah.
Absolute running machines.
Yeah.
I noticed they just didn't stop running, which makes, as a defender, when you're coming out and you can distribute the ball without it coming back with interest straight away, it gives 100%. You a bit of a breather.
Yeah.
You just look like you had so much time on the ball on Sunday.
Yeah, I think that did happen. Having options always there and not not having to just get rid of the ball for the sake of getting rid of the ball.
Yeah. Yeah.
As a defender, you always want to be able to work the ball up and not just boot it for the sake of it.
Yeah.
And I think we had a lot of that. A lot of the play did start from the balls being played out wide and then making their way down.
And that sounds like it would suit your game. You know, like to distribute out from the back.
Yeah, 100%. I think it's – with soccer, I think it's better to let the ball do the work. If you can pass it all the way up, it saves us running. It saves us, you know, chasing our own tails. So, if we can do that, I'm sure we'll get great results from it.
And I know there's been a huge focus on the fitness side of things in pre-season.
Mm-hmm.
How much of the ball work and the style of play has come in now, or do you think there's still some way to develop on that front?
I think it's a bit of both. I've always said that the best way to get fit is with the ball, and we have done a lot of that. We don't realise that when we are doing drills with the ball, it's non-stop. It's, you know, you're always running, moving, positioning your body and that sort of thing. So, but we have been more focused on doing drills and working the ball around. So, and that's showing in the games because we are moving a lot better too now.
And now, just tell me on Saturday, because it's our regular weekly.
Yep.
You just get to sit in the back line with the legend.
Yeah.
The legend that is 20-year anniversary, we must say, that new pavilion named in her honour, the toilets at the back of up there. Miss Di Pikulowska. Yep. What's it like? Di's been shifted back in the back line. How does it feel? You've played with Di for probably four or five years.
Yep.
She's probably been in front of you. She's probably been the poor one that you've had to go through. And Di's probably had two, three players trying to tackle her. How does it feel having Di sitting with you in the middle of the defence?
Yeah, it's good. Like you said, she's always been right in front of me.
Yeah.
So I've always been able to play her. But having her next to me, it is a bit different. But, it's working really well, I think. And, we can communicate well. I think we play similar styles, you know. We understand that if she moves forward, I'll hang back, vice versa. And I think that's really important.
I'm going to call her Windex. You know what I'm going to call her? Windex?
Her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would we call her Windex? I can't think of another cleaning product.
I don't know.
What's a famous cleaning product you can... Windex. You know what I'm going to call her? Windex?
How come?
She's just cleaning everything up these days.
Yeah.
As a defender, if you make a mess,
yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got just die with a massive stature, just
Windexing,
cleaning everything up, running through the lines, and really the skills of her as a midfielder to be able to hold the ball, come out with the confidence, is seeing us break through the lines
two, three
finals. To go a little bit off topic, off field.
Yeah.
You're a mild-mannered teacher. Which school are you teaching at?
Reservoir Primary School.
Good shout out to the kids. How old are the kids?
They're prep, so they're between 4 and 5 at the moment.
How does it feel being a teacher? Why do you do it?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
It's my passion, yeah.
You go in and you go in every morning.
Yeah.
Do they have to all sit on the ground?
Yep.
And
they've learnt my name.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So every morning they say, I'm a morning, Miss Segala.
Yeah, that's them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's your favourite subject? Do you teach a subject that you like?
No, I would teach them all. Yeah. I'm more maths-minded, so I enjoy the maths side of things, but it's all good.
Yeah. And it's really impressive this year because all the girls have a profession. It's quite good to see articulate professional women coming to the club. I'm just flabbergasted by the number that are calling us from other clubs going, hey, we want to come to Preston. This has not happened to us before. And weekly, still happening. I think 2-3 weeks away from the season, Luca will go, hey, Dave, I've had another call from another club. I won't mention the clubs. And we're going, come down. It's great for us to build the depth across both teams. So that's been fascinating for us. But off the field, mild-mannered, very quietly, well-spoken, articulate. And what happens to your game day, mate? You're just ferocious.
Well...
Is this just like all the week's pent-up frustration?
Yeah.
Just...
Look, I think on the ground, communication is key. And it's just natural for me. You know, always playing centre-back, it's natural. You're the eyes of the game, so you can see what's happening. And look... If you're going to tell someone there's a man, like, it's going to help them at the end of the day. So.
What's your key strength? What do you know in your game is your key strength?
I'm not Sure, I'd probably say passing the ball around.
Yeah, your distribution, absolutely. Yeah. Your distribution, yeah. And I think your body work. I think your use of your body is absolutely brilliant, which is fascinating to see. A deeper question, and I know I can speak to you about this, but your great father, George, was a coach for a number of years at Preston and has really been a bastion of setting up the women's program together with Ernie Boyne. So so George and Ernie have been around the club for a number of years and we've got to thank them for the effort they've put in.
Yeah.
You would have been coached by your dad in the first probably couple of years.
Yeah.
What's it like for you? What was it like being coached for your dad, by your dad, and now not being coached by your dad?
So I started soccer when I was about 11 and I've been coached by him all my life. Up until last year, so, and Ernie was the main coach last year, so, and I knew Ernie. Yep. So this year, it's different. I think it's good.
How is it different for you?
In a way that, like, you know, I'd be able to just chat to my dad about small things, do you know what I mean? But now it's nice to be able to, you know, the coaches know what they're doing. They've got it under control. You know, and they're doing a great job.
He's a very proud man. I saw him on Saturday. But it's just weird seeing him in the grandstand now with the parents.
He enjoys
and he knows
being
his
a spectator.
Game. He knows football. He knows football. Yeah. And when he gets nervous, he
jumps.
You know when George is nervous, he jumps on it. You can see the puff of smoke. And he's a big fella. You know, big fella taps on the arm and you go, George, you're okay. And he was very proud on Saturday.
Yeah, he is. He's
been
very,
very
proud
of the journey. I actually think he's proud that you're creating this identity for yourself.
Yeah, well, part of me playing soccer was because of him, you know. I grew up watching my brother play soccer. Yeah. He started coaching him and then I thought, why not? Yeah. And, yeah, we've done it all together for a long time. So, I know he's enjoying being a spectator because hats off to the coaches. They do an amazing job and not a lot of the work gets seen. There's a lot of work that – and being – watching my dad do that for so long – a lot of work goes behind the scenes.
A massive thank you. A massive thank you to all the volunteers, but to George and Ernie for the program that they've put together. It's a testament to them. We had a foundation to build on.
Yeah.
A massive thank you to them. Final question for the evening to you is we're not putting any ceilings on this year, but what are your expectations?
I just hope that we can carry on what we have now. It's been a long journey, you know. Years ago when I first started, there would be heaps of players at one stage. They'd drop off and the next year we'd get, you know, the same good turnout. So I really hope that this year is as promising as what we've seen already. It would be really nice to see the year out with a strong team and get results, you know. Last year, the year before, it was always, we were so close. We were so close. But this year we want to be punishing teams.
No, absolutely.
Like, putting them away. Yeah.
And as a leader, I can see you driving that standard and I applaud you for driving that standard. Yeah. So thank you for taking the time out tonight to come in and share your story.
Yeah.
Every week we pride ourselves on getting representatives and some weeks they volunteer.
Yeah.
it took me a couple of weeks to get Amy out here. So thank you for taking time out from your busy schedule. No